Sounds like Congregation Beth Torah. I'm Marv. It's Sunday, November 9th, 2008, continuing our series on bringing Shabbat into your life and celebrating it as a special and holy day. After our October 6th program, we heard from CBT member Henry, who said she'd like to put another piece in the puzzle. I spoke with her at Beth Torah this morning.
Shabbat in my life begins before Shabbat comes in on Friday and stays with me until Shabbat goes out on Saturday night. Erev Shabbat for me is family time. David, my husband, is not Jewish, but in the 30 years we've been married, he's come to understand that Shabbat is a different time in our house and a different time for us. So when he comes home from work on Friday and sees that whatever tablecloth has been on the table has been replaced by a white one, and that candles and the challah plate and the kiddush cup are out, that's his first clue. Because of his work schedule and my activity schedule, Erev Shabbat is time for us. So once we've brought Shabbat in with the candles and kiddush and challah, then we spend the rest of the evening together. The meal is larger. We're both together for that evening, whether we're watching TV or having a conversation or what. It's time that we spend together. On Saturday, David goes about his regular weekend chores. But for me, the time that has started is an opportunity to kind of temporarily stop the craziness of day-to-day life and to recenter. And an important part of that for me is Shabbat morning worship. And that's really what I wanted to talk about, because we've had several wonderful podcasts that deal with the other parts of Shabbat. So I wanted to speak about this one element. When I was here this year for High Holidays, I was reading a sidebar in one of the contemporary prayer books, that in which there was a piece, someone was distinguishing between prayer and worship. And I realized as I read that Shabbat morning worship does something special for me. In the sidebar, the writer said that prayer is a time when we use our own words to communicate with God in whatever form is meaningful for us as individuals. But worship is a time when we use words that have been written down and we all share them. That really caused me to reflect on the words in the Sabbath morning service and the function that they play in my life. Shabbat is a time for me to stop thinking about the tasks that I have to do and to begin thinking about the values that I hope all of my actions during the week reflect. And the words that we read together on Shabbat morning are so good at reminding me what those values are. I think, for example, in the very beginning of the Shabbat morning service, before we're actually addressing Shabbat, we're actually talking about things that in a perfect world we'd think about every day. And we think about the little things for which we ought to be grateful every day. We think about the fact that when our eyes open, that we've been given another day. We think about the fact that we have enough to feed ourselves and clothe ourselves and recover from illness if we haven't been feeling well. The section's called Everyday Blessings. But what it does is immediately to help me think about the fact that those blessings exist in my life. And I can say to myself, how aware have you been? How aware do you want to be? It's kind of setting the stage for the week to come. There's a piece of Mishnah that we read on Shabbat morning in which we talk about tasks that we should perform that have great reward. Visiting the sick, honoring father and mother, being with a person who has lost a loved one, it's almost for me a checklist of, so when was the last time you reached out to? When was the last time you gave your support to? What can you do? Do you have an opportunity in the week ahead to do one thing or another? I love that. There are times when I come on Shabbat morning and I'm myself am not feeling well. It's maybe been a hard week physically on my body or something like that. And to be able to recognize that if I'm feeling better, that I can give thanks for that. If I'm not feeling better, there's a reason. Mm-hmm. All of those little things are opportunities for me just to rethink where I've been in the last week, where I want to go in the week ahead. And that simply, that sense just carries through the morning worship. They are words that I know well now from coming to Shabbat morning worship, but the opportunity to take those words and say, so what does that tell you about where you've been and where you're going? And where do you want to focus your energy in the week to come? That's very useful for me.
But what about when there's a bar or bat mitzvah? When he introduced the Shabbat initiative at the Union for Reform Judaism's biennial meeting in December 2007, URJ President Rabbi Eric Yaffe said, with the morning worship appropriated by the bar and bat mitzvah families, our members who come to pray with the community often sit in the back of the sanctuary and feel like interlopers in their own congregation.
I don't feel like an interloper at all. A young person becomes B'nai Mitzvah when they reach the appropriate age, whether they celebrate in synagogue or not. But for me to be present when a young person makes that commitment in whatever way that's meaningful to the young man or young woman who's up there, I see myself as a representative of the community that they're joining as a young adult. In many ways, I see my presence as important as is the presence of family and friends of that young man or that young woman, because many of those folks will leave after the event is over and not come back again. But my being there as a member of this community that young person's joining, that's to me a continuing message that I've watched you grow. I saw you on that day when Mark always says, our reader is as Moshe Rabbeinu, as Moses, our teacher. To be able to say, I saw you do that. I saw what a wonderful job you did. Or maybe I know what a challenge that was for you and how hard you worked to meet that challenge. And I'm hoping that every time I see you now in community activities, you'll remember that it wasn't just family and friends who are maybe not with you 4 months later at an activity, but your own community that welcomes you and supports you. To me, it's a joyous and tremendously important occasion, and I'm so glad to be able to be in that role. The other thing that's so neat about being present when there's a B'nai Mitzvah, especially in our Kansas City community, is so often I get to see friends from other congregations who are joining us today because they are related to or friends of the family of the B'nai Mitzvah, and to be able to welcome them and share the occasion with them, and it really is. It's community at its very best. And the last thing that I feel is an interloper. So there may be congregations in this country or in the Union who have large problems with that. I don't.
And what would she say to someone who doesn't come to Shabbat morning services?
I think that any person who has a sense of my life goes so fast that I'm always playing catch-up, and I never finish one task before I have to start addressing another. Any of the hectic nature of the life that we Americans live. I think that any person who would like to attempt to change that feeling for a period of time might consider Shabbat morning as the opportunity to do that. Our dress here is very informal, so a person doesn't have to invest huge amounts of time developing a look to appear in synagogue. There is the opportunity just to sit, just to be, and to let the words of Shabbat morning worship wash over you, and to let your thoughts go where they might go. There's an opportunity to look out those wonderful windows and watch what's happening with the trees and the sky. There's the opportunity to listen to the melodies and let them take you. And you don't need a yoga mat. You don't need a gym membership. I would encourage people who have that sense of, my life is too hurried, too hectic, it's going too fast, to give themselves the opportunity to just rest in Shabbat morning and just be there and see where it goes for them. For me, it's a part of the week that if I'm unable to do it, if I'm out of town, if I have to work, occasionally, if I'm too sick to get out of bed, I really miss it when I can't. So I would invite others to have a sip of it and see what it does.
What do you do or could you do to celebrate Shabbat? Think about it. Join us for Shabbat morning or Shabbat Eve services. And if you'd like, tell us more. BethTorahPodcast@gmail.com or find other contact information at beth-torah.org. Thanks for listening, and if you enjoy these programs, please tell a friend.